Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Friday Night Youth. Okay, if this is your first time to attend, we are in the third week or last part of our series entitled Crushed. And the past few weeks we talked about Fabored. That's the first week. And second week is The Redeemed. And tonight, we'll be talking about justification. Okay, one thing I noticed, you know, when I went inside the mall, parang everybody is in the Holy Week mode. You know what I'm talking about? Parang yung mga tao gusto na nilang magbakasyon or naatat na magbakasyon. Gusto nilang pumunta sa ganitong lugar, mag-beach, mag-swimming, ganon. And most of them, they go to the department store to shop. Some go to the grocery because they're anticipating next week, sarado yung mga department store for what? 3 or 4 days yata, or 3 days sarado. So people are stacking up on groceries, no? And speaking of groceries, last Tuesday or Wednesday, I went to the grocery to buy some stuff there in Santa Lucia. And I was surprised because when I paid in the counter, nagbayad ako sa counter, merong binigay na blessing sa akin yung kahera, yung cashier. Sabi niya, "Sir, this is for you. You can use it, okay? You go to Worlds of Fun and you will get 5 free games. Ayan. Sino may gusto nito? Sino may gusto nito? Wala, walang may gusto. 5 free games. Okay, yung nagtaas doon, bibigay ko to sa iyo mamaya. Okay? So, looking back at that, naalala ko tuloy yung panahon ko nung estudyante ako. Kasi, pag wala kaming klase noon, we go to Worlds of Fun, and naglalaro kami. Ang goal namin doon, di lang para ma-enjoy namin yung sarili namin, but to get as many tickets or stubs like this. Diba? Kasi ano yung goal? Pag nakaipon ka ng maraming stub, ha? Anong price? Ano yung hinahabol ng karamihang tao? Kuya Carlos, can I borrow my friend here? Ayan. Diba? Actually, wala pang pangalan to eh. Naghahanap siya ng bagong ano. Ha? But I can't give it to you. Okay. So, yung mga tao, ayan, laro sila ng laro because they wanna get points. Because they're looking forward someday, pag naka-accumulate na sila ng maraming ticket or stubs or points, pupunta na sila sa counter, they're gonna trade that ticket and get a gift. Now, let's use our imagination for a while. Okay, let's just pretend that there's no Bible. Jesus did not come here 2,000 years ago to pay the penalty for our sins. Now, the only way for you to get to heaven is to do a lot of good stuff or good works. Now, ano yung mga bagay na gagawin mo para makapunta ka doon sa heaven? Now, pagpalagay natin may rule si God. For every good thing you do, dalawa yung mangyayari. First, mapapatawad yung mga kasalanan mo. And second, you will earn a point to get to heaven. Na walang Jesus, walang Bible. So, anong gagawin mo ngayon? Ano yung mga bagay na pwede mong gawin? The better question is, do you think you have what it takes to get yourself into heaven? That's what we're going to talk about. That's what justification is all about. Okay? So, I want us to read our text in Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 28. It says here, "But now God has shown us as a way to become made right with Him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, and this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with His undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Jesus Christ when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus as a sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned in the times past. For He was looking ahead and including them in what He would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate His righteousness, for He Himself is fair and just, and He declares sinners to be right in His sight when they believe in Jesus. Can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No, because our acquittal is not based on obeying the law, it is based on faith. last verse. So we are made right with God through faith and not by obeying the law. Let's say a short prayer. Father, we thank you right now for the gift that we have from you, which is justification. Speak to us, Lord. Open our hearts and open our minds as we read and study your word today, tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, first, let me define what justification is all about. What is justification? Siguro naman, nag-aaral tayo dito. One time or another, narinig natin yung teacher natin na binanggit yung saltang justification. Now, what does justification means? It means what? Is it there? Justification means being declared righteous with the former record of sin being erased. Now, I want to clear this up. There's a big difference between being pardoned and being justified. Okay? Pag sinabing pardoned, pinatawad yung kasalanan mo, pero may record ng kasalanan mo. Kaya every Christmas, si President Noynoy, he goes to NBP, New Bilibid Prison. And pinipili niya doon yung mga criminal na talaga nagbagong buhay na. At pag nakita niyang record, talaga itong taong to nagbagong buhay na, bibigyan niya ng presidential pardon. So natutuwa yung mga bilanggo. But there's a little parang effect nun. Paglabas ng bilanggo, mahirapan siyang mag-apply ng trabaho kasi lalabas yun sa police record niya or sa NBI clearance niya na ito yung mga ginawa niyang crimes. He's forgiven by the president, by society, pero yung crimes niya nandun pa rin. On the other hand, being justified means you are forgiven at di ka lang pinatawad. Yung past record mo ng mga kasalanan mo, binura na, napatawad na. Sabi nga sa Psalms 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. That is justification. Wala ka ng record. Diba? Yung mga nagawa mo kasi, Lord, patawarin mo ko sa nagawa ko kasalanan. Anong kasalanan? Wala akong maalala. Ganun si God. Okay? Now, let me guide you here. There are two kinds of justification being talked about in the Bible. May binabanggit ang Biblia ng dalawang klase ng justification. I want to talk about the first kind of justification, which is justification by law. Ano yan? Kuya Ryan, lalim yan. Parang yung subject namin sa religion ah. Diba? May religion class pa ba kayo? Okay. Justification by law, what does this mean? Ayan. It says, trying to be right with God by following His commands, trying to win God's approval, favor, salvation by doing good things or doing good works. Now, pag sinabi natin doing good things, ano yung unang papasok sa isip mo? Good things, good works. Huh? Better yet, can you name one good thing na ginawa mo ngayong araw na to? And I don't mean to say, hindi ka nag-Facebook buong araw na to. Kaya good works na yun. Huh? That's not it. Okay? Good works when sinasabi mo, nagsimba ka, linggo-linggo, you give money to the poor, you do this, you do that, magalang ka sa parents mo. So you think by doing these things, you're okay with God. But I tell you, sabi sa Romans chapter 3, verse 23, is it there? Yeah, it's there. Sabi doon, for everyone has sinned, and we all fall short of the glory of God. I'm sorry to say, but doing good things does not cut it with God. Okay, now, pwede mong sabihin, hindi, Kuya Ryan, ganito yun eh, ganito, ginawa ko eh, ganun. Let me give you a story. Let me share to you a story. Naka-record to. So, I'm gonna make a public confession. You know, when I was a student, and even up to now, I was never good in math. Hindi ako magaling sa math, guys. Chemistry, physics, trigonometry, algebra, you name it. Pag nakita nyo si Kuya Ryan nung panahon na yun, parang pinapawisan ako ng malagkit. And there was this one subject in college. I don't know, I was in third year yata, in the second year. It's trigonometry yata. So you can understand the agony that I had. No? Scientific calculator, mga ganon. So what did I do? Talagang I strive and strive para lang maipasa ko yung subject na yun. No, talaga nag-aral ako, pero talagang wala, hindi kaya eh. No? Eh nakita nung teacher ko na yun, yung sa subject ko na yun, na talaga nagtatry ako. Sabi niya, Ryan, huwag kang mag-alala. Kung di mo man maipasa to, bibigyan kita special project. Kasi nakita ko naman nagtatry ka eh. So, parang naawa siya sa akin. No? So, prelims, kwank. Midterm, kwank, kwank. Pagdating ng finals, sabi ko sa sarili ko, this is it, make or break. Make or break na to. Okay, either I pass or I take summer class. Yun lang yun, dalawa lang. If I take summer class, panibagong gastos na naman, ano magiging reaction ni mama at ni papa? Ha, isa lang. Kung ganyan din lang, huwag ka na mag-aral, anak. Ha? Ganun yun eh, di ba? College students, naiintindihan niyo ako, di ba? Okay. Sige. So, ito na yung araw ng finals. For the whole sem, doon sa subject na yon, hindi ako nangungopia, hindi ako nangungodigo. Talagang nagtatry ako ng best ko. Pero nung araw na yun, final exams, kailangan man lang at least makadosi yata ako. Tapos lumabas yung teacher ko, and ito mga classmate ko, sabi, tara, kopyahan tayo. Kopyahan na. O ikaw, ba't tahimik ka dyan? Sige na, kopya na, wala naman si mami. Sabi ko, ayoko. So there were two voices in the back of my mind, sabi, sige na, mangopya ka na. Ha? Wala naman si mami. Pag di ka nangopya, babagsak ka. And the other voice said, hindi mo naman ginagawa yun, ba't mo gagawin ngayon? And honestly, I was really tempted. No, inabot na sa akin yung test paper. And I took the test paper ng classmate ko na may sagot na at tinignan ko. Tamang-tama, habang tinitignan ko, biglang pumasok yung teacher ko. And this is it. This is it. So, you know what she did? This is what she did. She took my test paper. And in front of the whole class, sabi niya, Mr. Victoria, I'm sorry to say, but I cannot allow you to take the exams. Can you please step out of the classroom? I'll never forget that scene. Pero ito yun eh. I want you to focus on this. Paglabas ko, no, hinintay ko matapos yung class, nakiusap ako sa teacher. Sabi ko, ma'am, pasensya na po. Wala pa naman po akong naisulat eh. Hindi pa ako nangungopya. Sabi ko, ayun. Sabi ko, ma'am, inabot kasi sa akin. Minememorize pa lang. Tinitignan ko lang, ma'am. Tsaka sabi ko, ma'am, nakita nyo naman dati, di ba? Hindi naman ako nangungopya, hindi ako nangungodigo. Ito lang talaga, inabot lang sa akin. Sabi niya, hindi. The important thing is, nahuli kita, nakita kita. So that's it. So, I was forced to take the summer class. Now, what's the point here? The point is, no amount of good works can ever justify your sin. Hindi ko pwedeng sabihin kay God na, Lord, patawarin na ako. Kasi kahapon naman, nagwalis ako ng bahay. Nagbigay ako ng pera sa mahirap. Diba? Tinulungan ko yung lola ko. Diba? Hindi ako nag-Facebook buong araw. Hindi ako nag-internet. Wala. Nag-ano lang ako. Nakaupo lang ako. Wala akong ginawang masama. Hindi ko pwedeng sabihin yan. Okay? It's like a judge. No? Kausap niya yung condemned criminal. Sabi ng judge, pinatay mo ba tong taong to? Oh, pinatay ko yan, judge. Pero bago ko pinatayan kahapon, may tunulungan ako matandang babaeng tumawid. Tsaka, ano, nag-pray ako. Tsaka ganito ginawa ko, nagbigay ako ng pera sa mahirap. Pwede niyo na ba akong patawarin? No. Sin is sin. Guilty is guilty. And you're going to jail. Same thing goes with God. Ngayon, ito yun eh. So, ito na. Wala na tayong chance. Di ba, papunta na tayo doon. May sinasabi pa nga sa Bible sa Romans chapter 3, verse 20. I hope it's there. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Yun. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. So, hindi mo na magawa yung, hindi mo na ma-save yung sarili mo. Di ba? Hindi mo na may declare righteous yung sarili mo. Ngayon, saan ka pupunta ngayon? Diba? Kumbaga, all hope is gone. Saan ka pupunta ngayon? Do you have a picture? Saan ka dapat pumunta? Oh my! Yan. Meron pa bang isa? Yan. You know what that picture is? Huh? That picture is a place where I hope nobody here in this room will go. Huh? Dahil hindi mo nga ma-save yung sarili mo, hindi mo ma-declare na righteous, hindi mo ma-justify yung sarili mo, diyan ka dapat pupunta. You know what that place is? That place is hell. Ngayon, sabi sa Mark chapter 9, wala, ayaw ah, where their worms does not die and the fire is not quenched. Si Jesus po yung nagsasalita dyan. That's his description of hell. No? So kung hindi mo mailigtas yung sarili mo, diyan ka pupunta, where the worms does not die. Do you know what that means? That verse means two things. It's internal and external pain. Internal pain. I don't want to be morbid. Di naman Halloween ngayon, ano? The worms does not die. Imagine yun na lang, ano? And the flame is not, the fire is not quenched. So, Kuya Ryan, what does this mean? Di na ba tayo gagawa ng good works? Di na ba tayo gagawa ng, ano? Good works kasi hindi pala kami masisave sa good works eh. Gagawa na lang kami ng kalokohan. By all means, no. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, ayaw. For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Doing good works is an after effect of what God has done for you. Yung ginawa sa iyo ng Panginoon bilang pasasalamat. Okay? When I was a kid, whenever my mom would buy me a toy, I was so grateful. I would clean my room, clean the house, help her prepare dinner because I was so happy and grateful for what she did. Yun yun. You do good works because you love God and you're thankful for what He did. Ngayon, hindi mo na nga masave yung sarili mo. So, paano to? Parang si God, He's like a coin. On one side, He loves you very much. Whether you accept it or believe it tonight, that's the truth. God loves you very much. No, He doesn't want you to perish because He created you in His own image. Pero the other side of the coin, God is just. Or justice. What does that mean? Kailangan niyang parusahan yung mga kasalanan mo. Kailangan may magbayad dun sa mga bagay na ginawa mo na hindi tama. So, He loves you, but on the other hand, He demands justice. Now, ano yung solusyon dito? That's what I want to talk about. The second justification is called justification by faith. Now, what does that mean? Justification by faith means trusting in Christ alone in what He has done on the cross. God declared us not guilty. Or in Tagalog, napawalang sala tayo. Not only has He declared us not guilty, but He has declared us righteous because of what Christ did for us. So, hindi mo na magawa. God, 2,000 years ago, solved the problem for you by sending Jesus Christ to die for your sins on the cross and pay for something that you cannot pay yourself. And after that, kumbaga yung record mo, punong-puno ng mahaba, parang violation report sa school, punong-puno ng mga record, oh. And after Jesus Christ, sabi doon, if you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, burado na yan. You wipe the slate clean, Lord. Now, why does God save us by faith? We have three reasons here. Bakit kailangan faith, Kuya Ryan? Di ba pwedeng, this coming Friday, magpapapako na lang ako para save ako? Ha? Sige, ganyan nyo nga yung kamay nyo. Ganyan nyo lang yung kamay nyo. Okay, tingnan nyo yung kamay ng katabi nyo ngayon. Tignan nyo, next Friday, kung next Friday may butas yan, ibig sabihin nagpapako yan. Ha? O tapikin mo siya sa likod. Pag umaray yan, de, wag pa ngayon, masyado pang maaga eh. Masyado pang maaga. Okay. Why does God save us by faith alone? The first reason. First reason. Why does God save by faith alone? Sabi rito, it's because faith exalts what God has done and not what we do. Faith exalts what God has done and not what we do. Kaya nga may faith ka kay God eh. No? Sa kanya ka nakatingin, na-exalt yung ginawa niya para sa'yo at hindi yung sarili mong gawa. Second reason, faith admits that we need help. Faith admits that we need help means kaya ka nga lumalapit kay God, kaya ka nandito ngayon kasi inaamin mo that you cannot save yourself. Hindi mo kayang dalhin yung sarili mo sa heaven. Hindi mo kayang burahin yung record mo ng pagkakamali. Kaya you admit that you need help. And third reason, faith is based on our relationship with God, not on our performance for God. You have faith in a God that you know. At hindi dun sa mga kabutihan na ginagawa mo. Now, let me make one thing clear. There's a big difference between believing a doctrine and trusting a person. Kasi yung iba sa inyo dito ngayong gabi, pwede nyong sabihin na, Kuya Ryan, alam mo, nung bata pa ako, naririnig ko na yung sinasabi mo eh. Tinuturo yan lagi sa church, binabanggit yan ng mga pastor. Kahit doon sa school na pinapasukan ko pag may chapel, yung pare yan din yung sinasabi. No? Yung mga sin, forgiveness, cross, Jesus. Now, yun nga eh, there's a big difference between believing a doctrine and trusting a person. Now, you search your heart today. Do you believe a doctrine or do you trust Jesus? If a stuntman comes to me and say, naniniwala ka ba, Ryan, na kaya kong lumundag mula sa fourth floor ng Robinsons pababa at hindi ako mamamatay? Oo, naniniwala ako, stuntman kay. Sige nga, sumama ka sa akin. Sasama ba ako? Hindi ako sasama. I believe him, but I do not trust him. Lumundag ka mag-isa, huwag mo ako isama. Gusto ko pang mabuhay. Diba? That's a big difference. That's the truth. Some of us just believe something na kinagisnan natin. But trusting, putting your trust in Jesus alone, in what He has done for you, man, that's different. Yeah. And I want to read this verse to you guys. Yeah. It's in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. It says there that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Now that's trusting. You cry out to God, Lord, hindi ko talaga kaya. Ang dami kong mistakes, ang dami kong sins. Hindi ko kaya. So, balik tayo sa unang question ko kanina. Anong pwede mong gawin to earn enough points for you to get to heaven? Pupunta ka ba dito every Friday? Will you do this? Will you do that? The answer is no. Wala ka nang dapat gawin. Kasi yung dapat na hindi mo magawa, isang bagay na hindi mo magawa, ginawa na ni Lord. Nga sabi rito, God is so good that He not only justifies us, dyan ba yan? Or declares us not guilty, but He has adopted us into His own family. Kung merong title tong preaching na to, alam nyo ang title nito, not only justified, but adopted. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, do you have that? Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. God, yan. Yan yung translation. God is so good. Hindi ka lang niya justify. Inampun ka pa niya. Imagine niyo na lang, may kasalanan kami, atraso ka. Pinatawad ka na nga, binuran na yung record mo. Pero hindi pa kontento dun si God. Inampun ka pa niya. Into His own family. And pag inampun ka sa family, natural, lahat ng benefits ng tunay na anak, benefit mo na rin. So if Jesus is in heaven, you're gonna be there someday. Not because of your merit or what you did, but because of what He did. And it's not your righteousness anymore, pero yung righteousness na ni Jesus, yung nakikita ni God the Father sa'yo. That's what justification is all about. And so, ito lang, itong Holy Week season na to, we can be happy, we can rejoice, we can exalt, hindi tayo kailangan maging malungkot because of what Christ did for us. Yung kabutihan niya sa atin. But that joy, that happiness, that justification that we have right now did not come cheap. It came with a price. Yung tinatamasa mong pagiging walang sala, hindi yan libre. Somebody paid for that 2,000 years ago.